Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now tomorrow, the USS Constitution Museum in Charlestown cuts the ribbon on their War of 1812 exhibit. Constitution, or Old Ironsides as she's called, fought three of the most significant naval battles of the war. Earlier this week, my co-host Meghna Chakrabarty went to the Charlestown Navy Yard, where America's oldest commissioned naval vessel is docked, and where historian Margarita Deasy describes some of the swashbuckling exploits of Old Ironsides.
When USS Constitution was built here in the north end of Boston, she was the largest ship of any type, whether merchant or warship, ever to be built in Boston up to that point in time. And she was one of six of these classes of warships that was built and launched between 1797 and 1800. And so when our visitors walk on the decks of Constitution, and when you're in this space of this amazing ship, you are in the environment, in the envelope of the beginnings of the United States Navy. And that's pretty powerful when you think about that.
It is still a commissioned vessel, so there are actual sailors on board.
Yes, there are actual sailors on board, and we're standing on the top deck here, on the spar deck, as the first duty crew is being mustered. It's just a little before 8 o'clock in the morning, and we're actually waiting for the cannon to go off to announce the beginning of the day. 8 o'clock colors, the Star-Spangled Banner is played, and the flags go up, and the day begins, and this is what happens on bases all over the world.
Here it comes.
Oh my God! Oh my God! I felt the pressure wave go across my ears!
Good morning. Welcome aboard. Life aboard these ships was long periods of intense but essentially boring work frequently. Then you had these absolutely amazingly intense periods when you might actually be engaged in a battle. And Constitution has three battles during the War of 1812.
So the British Navy, which at that time was the most powerful navy in the world, hundreds of warships at its disposal. The United States, 17 at the time, and one of them was Constitution.
Correct.
So what happens to the Constitution? Where does she set sail to? What was her first engagement?
Well, Constitution is not in Boston when the war is declared on June 18, 1812. She was actually coming out of the Chesapeake Bay area when Captain Isaac Hull, who's a native of Connecticut, gets word that war has been declared. And his first order is to sail to New York, which is where a squadron of United States naval warships has been gathered. And that squadron is going to sail out into the Atlantic and basically patrol the coast. You know, today, because we have ways of looking through night goggle visions, you can see literally at night now. We have obviously supersonic telescopes and ways of truly seeing around the world. When you were in the middle of the ocean and your two warships, about all you could say is that that's a warship and we're a warship. And now let's sail closer and see if we're friendly warships or if we're enemy warships. And it could take hours for you to get close enough to determine if you are friend or foe. Constitution sailing out of the Chesapeake, sailing up the coast to meet up with Commodore Rodgers, off the coast of New Jersey, Constitution encounters a squadron of warships, five warships. Wow, that could be Commodore Rodgers. Let's sail a little closer and find out.
Friend or foe.
And I always sort of imagined the music of Jaws, you know, that sort of, you know, predatory music kind of swelling up behind you. Because as Isaac Hull is sailing Constitution closer to this squadron of warships, and they start sending signal flags start being hoisted aloft, and you actually had signals of the day. So if you were friends, one of you would hoist a particular signal, and then there was an answering signal that came back, and you said, oh, fantastic, great, sail closer, exchange information, and go on your way. When you're enemy, of course, you can't respond accordingly. Mm-hmm. And so as Constitution got a little bit closer to the squadron, it slowly was dawning on them that this was not the American squadron, it was the British squadron. And so began a 3-day chase. And you talk about slow motion because there was no wind. Constitution is barely ahead of this squadron.
So they're chasing Constitution.
They are now chasing Constitution.
Five ships.
Five ships are chasing Constitution. And Constitution is barely keeping ahead. And it is through extraordinary seamanship. They actually lower all Constitution's small boats in the water. They attach them to the bow of the ship, and they're physically towing this massive ship through the water with their small craft.
Wait. So just to be clear, so they've put the small boats in the water, sailors get in, and they're rowing,
and then they're
to
rowing
pull Constitution.
To pull Constitution in excess of 19, she displaces in excess of 1,900 tons, and so they are physically towing her through the water. So, of course, the British did the same thing. The first lieutenant of Constitution, Charles Morris, who also was from the state of Connecticut, which, by the way, I'm from the state of Connecticut, which is why I keep mentioning this. Charles Morris suggested to Captain Isaac Hull that they actually kedge the ship along. And kedging is using a small anchor where you physically carry the anchor out by a small boat, drop it in the water, and then you basically wind up the anchor cable and pull yourself to the anchor. And they had two kedge anchors, and so they were actually now clawing their way along the coastline.
That's amazing.
It is pretty extraordinary. 60 hours this chase went on. And the reason that Constitution escaped, aside from just sheer, absolutely desperate determination, a storm came up. They catch the wind on the other side of the storm. They were able to swiftly sail away and go over the horizon and leave that fleet of royal ships. And who was in that fleet but HMS Guerriere? And 1 month later, on August 19, 1812, USS Constitution would meet HMS Guerriere off Halifax, Nova Scotia. And that would be the first frigate-to-frigate battle of the War of 1812, and Constitution is victorious.
And that is the battle in which Constitution gets her nickname, Old Ironsides?
Old Ironsides. One of the sailors on Constitution noticed that as one of the shot from Guerriere hit Constitution, it hit but did not penetrate her side at all, Constitution's side.
Just bounced
and
right off?
It kind of bounced off, and he yelled out, "Huzzah, her sides are made of iron." And that's where the nickname Ironsides came from. And almost immediately when Constitution came back to Boston victorious and Isaac Hull steps onto Long Wharf at the foot of State Street to cheering crowds of thousands, literally, that name, Ironsides, that nickname, is immediately attached to the ship because you see it in newspaper articles. And she's retained that nickname ever since, which is really quite extraordinary, actually.
Margarita DC with the Naval History and Heritage Command Detachment Boston, thank you so much for sharing the story with us aboard USS Constitution. It's been a wonderful time. Thank you.
Thank you, Meghna. This has been a great morning to have you aboard. And we invite folks to come down during Harbor Fest from June 29th to July 5th to commemorate the War of 1812 here on Boston's waterfront and aboard USS Constitution. Thank you for joining us.
And that concludes our program and our history lesson for today. On Monday, we'll take a close look at Connecticut's experience with big-time casino gambling. The Mashantucket Pequots have one of the biggest casinos in the world and once upon a time the most lucrative. Now it's fighting for economic survival. So what lessons are there for Massachusetts as it places its own bet on casino gambling? Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great weekend. And join us again Monday for more Radio Boston.